Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, as they will have for the best prices at Volkswagen. Get them at Doral Volkswagen. Like the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. So check that on out, everybody. Panthers win last night 6-1. Brad Marchand yesterday, he opened up the scoring for the Panthers. You got that goal call yesterday, Brittany. Brad Marchand with the goal to start things off for the Cats.
Off Anton Lundell behind the net, the offensive end, and he bounces one out front. This one loose. Marchand shot. He scores, and the Panthers are on the board early. Brad Marchand out of the left circle, 56 seconds in. He pounced on a loose puck and he cashes in. 1-0 Panthers.
Brad Marchand has now scored 3 straight goals for the Panthers, and it only took 56 seconds off this one.
He had the shorty, the overtime winner, and open up the scoring. He has been an unbelievable Panther thus far. And then as penalties were going back and forth willy-nilly in the first period, finally, after Bob got lit up goalie interference, the Cats, who had a couple opportunities to cash in. Carter
Verhaeghe.
He makes it 2-0.
Far boards, back out to Schmidt at the right point. High slot to Rodriguez, to Verhaeghe. Verhaeghe, a chance, he scores! It's a power play goal for Carter Verhaeghe! Top corner pass, Skinner, 2-0 Panthers!
Paul Maurice with that second unit elects to go to it again.
Yeah, he goes to the second unit for the power play. Doug Plagan's the birthday boy last night on the call with the great Billy Lindsay here on 560 WQAM. The Oilers, they'd come out in the start of the second period. Corey Perry would get a power play goal on the rebound, make it 2-1. But a mere 2 minutes later, less than 2 minutes later, Sam Reinhart, Rhino, he gets himself on the board.
Down to our right inside the Edmonton zone, it's Klingberg. Far corner, bumped down by Barkov. A battle for a loose puck. Panthers have it. Reinhart, a shot. He scores! Out of the far circle, off the iron and in. Sam Reinhart gets the Panthers up by a pair once again. Exactly 3 minutes into period number 2. 3-1 Panthers. Sam Reinhart.
Sam Reinhart gets his first goal in 6 games. Man strength by Barkov down deep in the corner.
Man, that was gooses galore.
Good to see him get back into the mix.
Yeah, that line has not been exactly producing points. They got one yesterday. And start getting that critical lead. And then really Sam Bennett put the dagger in it with this monster breakaway. Him and Etu Lostarinen. Etu gives up the puck. Sam Bennett takes care of the rest. Puts the Cats up 4-1.
And Tkachuk in against Klingberg. Puck played to the line. And it's taken away. A breakaway. Lostarinen hands it on. Bennett in. Bennett scores! Top shelf of the Panthers take a 4-1 lead with 12:34 to go here in the second. What a shift for playoff Sam. The Panthers lead by a trio.
He destroys Pod Colson with a hit. cutting through the middle of the ice.
There you go. Bennett, that really broke the Oilers because then they started all their nonsense. Ekblad, he blasted Connor McDavid, sent him right to his ass. He had to go back to the locker room for a little bit. But after that, we started getting the extracurriculars. And the damage was done. I mean, I don't know what, you know, they're sitting here, they're trying to make something happen. There was no point of it. You guys lost. And Cats are just laughing in your face. Nico Mikkola, Jonah Gadjevich, Bennett, Tkachuk, Brad Marchand pointing to his head. I mean, like, they were mocking the Oilers the entire time. Going to be a hell of a 2 days for Edmonton to stew into that one. Panthers could take a death grip on this series with a win on Thursday night. Other news, the Canelo Alvarez-Terrence Crawford fight officially announced for September 13th in Las Vegas. But here's a cool thing. Streaming on Netflix. No pay-per-view.
What?
No pay-per-view for Canelo versus Terrence Crawford. It's going to be on Netflix.
How much money do you think they spent?
Oh, I don't know. A lot. A lot. Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now, Netflix. I better have no Jake Paul, Mike Tyson shenanigans. You better be buttoned up for this fight.
We're going to be there.
We don't know that we're going to be there. I don't think, like, you don't just get to say, you know, like, we get to be at every fight.
Never assume.
Why not?
It's not the same promoter that we usually go with.
All right. Call your people.
What? What do you mean?
I know if I had control of it and I knew the people, we'd be...
It's not the same people. You just think there's a number. There's, like, you think there's a phone I pick up and just go, hello, boxing.
Yeah.
That's how you think it works. That's not how that works.
All right.
I'll try. I'll effort it if you want to go so bad. I mean, but either way.
Well, don't make it sound like I'm the only one that wants to go.
Well, you just said we're going to be like, it was very presumptuous of you. That's all.
Well, I feel it like was. At one point you said you were going to try to get all of us in there.
I didn't say that for this fight. I didn't say that.
There was a fight. I'm trying to remember which one it was.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. Some of these fights, I wouldn't wish it on you. Like, the fight's cool. Radio Row's cool. Living experience. I've never been so sick from one of those trips.
It had nothing to do. That had nothing to do with the fight, though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's had with you being at Excalibur.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So we got that. Mike McDaniel addressing the Jalen Ramsey thing. This thing genuinely seems to make him crazy. This was Mike McDaniel earlier today when asked about the whole Jalen Ramsey scenario and why it hasn't been dealt with yet. Here's what he had to say on it.
Confirm Jalen Ramsey not here.
Oh, he is not here. That would we are focused on building the Dolphins today, and anything outside of that would any sort of distractions I'm not focused on.
Are you surprised it's taken this long to find a resolution of the team?
I don't personally, and I would lump you into this with me. I don't give a shit about what I feel. I don't even really go down that road of how do I feel about it. My job is to react and control my controllables and make sure that people are moving in one direction appropriately. And so the business is business. The opportunity that business does provide in the off season is a rep to the team about handling noise. What do I define noise as? Noise is things that don't have to do with what actually you're there to do and you should be focused on doing because you'll be held accountable to do. So business in the off seasons allows you to speak to your team about how the focus of noise is a constant battle that if you're successful, you have to win.
Is he okay?
I'm out of breath. I was going to say, he said a whole bunch of nothing.
Is he okay?
What?
Is he all right? Like, I don't want, like, first of all, What's with the potty mouth lately, Mike McDaniel?
It's very aggressive.
This Jalen Ramsey thing seems to really have him fried.
Well, I think as it should anyone, right? When you bring in a player who you think is going to be a big contributor and then he's not, that in itself is frustrating. Now you put in the reasons as to why, which we aren't really privy to, and that can make it even more annoying. You know what I mean? So I would imagine that every coach has a situation like this. I think about Cleveland, how many times Kevin Stefanski gets asked about Deshaun Watson. Right? For whatever reason.
I mean, I understand that. He's your franchise quarterback. I get that. But, like, there's definitely a level of animosity with this whole Jalen Ramsey thing that we haven't heard from Mike McDaniel, because he's genuinely a nonsensical, happy-go-lucky guy.
Right.
You know, he says words that don't necessarily mean words. Like somebody said, if word salad was a person, it's a great way to put him. Yeah, like if word salad was a person, but he's got a little extra bite when it comes to this Jalen Ramsey thing that we haven't necessarily heard from him before.
I think part of that is just getting asked repeatedly.
Well, that's the gig.
About it.
That's the
gig. No, I understand that. It doesn't mean you can't get annoyed by it. So I think a lot of the stuff that he's experiencing is like, yeah, man. Like, this is what it is. Sometimes when you try to be, and here's where I've always fallen, and here's why I stopped doing this. All right? It works for me because of how I handle myself, but it doesn't work for everybody. I am way past the point of being politically correct because I always believe that if I'm telling the truth and I'm being honest with myself, can't nobody say a damn thing about it. So if there's a situation and you're honest about it and it's factual, so be it, right? I think what happens with Mike is he's trying to be the company guy while being annoyed at the same time. And it comes across the way he answers questions because he can't just keep it real.
Jerry says,
and for reasons I understand,
Jerry,
but that's why we got a word salad.
Jerry says, that sounds like the hot seat. He said, Gonzalo says, there's noise coming out of his mouth, but not coherent sentences. Tier says, God, I'm happy after the season we don't have to talk about Mike McDaniel anymore. Humble and Kind says, why can't our coach talk normal? Touch of Class says, I don't know what I missed about hearing McDaniel's voice. It's not what I wanted to hear coming back.
Word salad with raisins. By the way, let me just put this PSA out of there. Raisins are not made for salad. Stop putting them in salad. When I eat my salad, I'm expecting
No. You don't eat salad.
I do.
No, you don't.
Periodically.
Only when he's forced by Big Spoon.
No, Big Spoon doesn't force me, but sometimes salad pairs well with what I'm eating. For example, I don't like rice. So sometimes when my wife cooks, she'll make rice, she'll make, you know, pasta or something like that. And I won't eat those. But when I have my meal, I just say, you know what, I need to put something. I'll eat a little salad, right? So it's because the other options are, you know, I don't want those. But stop putting raisins
in anything,
you
really.
Bougie ass people, stop putting raisins on the top of salads.
Very aggressive over this.
It is. It's stupid. It's raisins.
Why do you
raisins
care what anybody else is putting on their salad?
You an idiot. Huh?
Why do you care what anybody else is putting on their salad?
Because my neighbor brought over a salad and it had raisins on it.
Next time, tell him you're allergic to raisins.
Hey, do you like raisins in your salad?
Who?
You.
I hate raisins, period.
See that? See? I'm not alone in this.
I don't think this is a pandemic, though, of salads. Like, I don't picture everybody going around being like, oh, raisins again.
There's other things that people put in salads that are just, like, I'm not a big fan of nuts. Don't put nuts on my salad.
You need to grow up, Jennifer.
Grow up.
You need to grow up.
I was laughing at your face when he was saying that.
Wait, no. Stop lying.
I swear.
You're being a child.
What are you, eight?
I was laughing at his face. You didn't look at his face?
I didn't do anything.
Liar.
He almost got us fired with that look when Z-Google was here.
I didn't do anything of the sorts.
What? Give him the look. Wait. When she said Z-Google, I was sitting right next to her, right? She says Z-Google, right? And you know what I did. I looked up at Tobin. Tobin gave the look. And then B started, you know, put his hand between his head and his palms. And then I'm sitting right next to him and I'm doing quiet laugh.
I just noticed yesterday the head movement on AJ Greer as the dude tried to torpedo in on him, and he completely okie-doked him. You think the coach like looks at the Oilers afterwards and goes, "All right, we got that out of our system because you guys are really bad at fighting."
He said, "We need to stop." Wait, he's going to go in there. We need to stop having penalties. And if you're going to have a penalty, don't make it for fighting because you ain't winning none of them.
What about Kulikov, who just had that guy pinned down and just that man did not move?
Yeah, because Russia.
At all.
Because Russia. It.
Funny man. Try to make me move.
Look at him. He's just there. That man's not moving. Nope. And then he just leaves him there and walks away. Like, I won this.
So we have another night with no basketball.
Nothing tonight.
No, right. So why is everybody taking 2 days off?
I don't know why the NHL is taking 2 days off.
They just took 2 days off.
I don't know.
Is it because are they, let me ask, do they position the series because they want game seven to be on a certain day?
I think they're trying to avoid each other. I think they're trying to not have overlap days for sure. But I don't understand why. I mean, that's the only reason why there isn't a game here on Wednesday for the NHL, because it doesn't make sense that there's 2 days off for them staying in Florida and then there's only 1 day off between 4 and 5. So I can only assume it's to avoid conflict of the NBA Finals.
Wait, but the NBA Finals, they took a few days off too.
Yes.
So, like, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, because to be honest with you, even the last game was on Saturday or Sunday. It was on Sunday.
The last game was on Sunday, yeah.
And I literally forgot about it. Right? Like, I was just going on with my day, and I'm like, ooh, basketball's tonight.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hey, the big three in their most anticipated season yet. We'll take center court in Miami at Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. If you guys missed it, Hall of Famer Michael Cooper, the coach of the Miami 305, joined us in studio earlier. We'll bring that to you guys coming up a little bit later on. If you missed it, then celebrating the Panthers all day. They win 6-1 in Game 3 over the Oilers. Another beatdown from the Cats. They're back on the ice Thursday. And then after that, it'll be Saturday in Edmonton, 2 days off if there is a Game 6. That would be Tuesday the 17th. So that's the upcoming slate for the Cats. But absolutely dominant performance from them yesterday. Our guy, Sergei Bobrovsky, he was asked about the brawls yesterday. This is what he had to say on all the shenanigans.
When there's like a line brawl like that, you know, like there wasn't the third period, and you're on the other side of the ice, obviously, just what's going through your mind?
No, nothing. You just, I mean, like it's part of the game. So,
hey, no,
nothing.
You know what he does? He goes and stands in his own personal penalty box. He goes over to the
admires
side.
Admires the fighting.
Right.
They did dump truck him yesterday, though, at one point. This was him on This is him on the physicality that they tried to bring to the table.
Bother you when like you got pushed down tonight, there was a penalty there. It seemed like they were trying to be more physical.
It's all right. You know, it's also I appreciate the respect, but it's you know, it's part of the game. They're gonna do that, and it's all right.
That's a cold mother bleeper right there. He goes, "Oh, it's respect, because they know they can't beat me. They need to cheat me." Like, that guy's an assassin between the pipes. I'm sorry. They had to yank Skinner yesterday. Skinner got absolutely lit up. He was biting on everything. Honestly, could have given up 8 goals yesterday. Some of the chances the Cats had on him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, who was it? Reinhardt just whipped.
Oh, Reinhardt had a wide open net. They had a deflection that was right there. They had a lot of chances on Skinner yesterday.
And then when they did score, I'm still trying to figure out how in the hell was the goalie spread eagle like a starfish? Right? It was like, that's a hard position to get in outside the crease anyway.
Everybody chimed in saying, Bob right there, that's focus. Yeah, that's what that is. That's reset, refocus. And then I love when they go to show him just sitting there in the intermission. And he's just peeling that banana, not a care in the world, just waiting for it all to start. He's just casually just eating the banana. And you can just see the focus on his face because that's what Bob does.
Right.
You know, like it's just not deterred at all.
Nothing gets past this.
Vlad says death taxes and Vlad being and Bob being next to each other in the cup final. It's become a tradition, Vlad. Boots on the ice. I love him so much. He's so good. What a legend.
Well, I can't even call you a Johnny come lately because you have been a Bob guy since Bob came to Florida, even through the rough times.
Did you see on Sportsnet, they did a piece they put on social media, and they're like, one word to describe Bob. And everybody's like, legend, brick wall, unstoppable. And they go to Bob, and he goes, I don't know. This is no time for the games. Because I don't get.
Which is, now, to be fair, is he the only person on that team that's not down for the shenanigans? Even the coach, right?
I just think he's a different cat. Like, he does, I think he has his fun.
But goalies, they say goalies are like that.
Yeah, no, but I think
he's his own different.
There's goalie, and then there's Sergei Bobrovsky. Like, there's routines that people have, and then there's goalie religion like he has.
The most shenanigans he's had is with Tobin.
That's true. We started off with shenanigans. Well, actually, we started off with him telling me he was uncomfortable. But then after that, we got comfortable.
I was trying to think. Have we ever not had shenanigans on our show?
No.
From day one, right?
No. Day one.
Day one.
Day one, dude. That was the vision. We'll take a break. The mixed bag is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Cats win yesterday, 6-1 over the Edmonton Oilers. They take a 2-1 series lead. Let's dive into some more things here in the mixed bag. And along with the mixed bag, we'll hit this up with a little road to repeat brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. Got a little cherry cola right there.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That ASMR, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday, the Panthers, they win. But one of the storylines, of course, has been around taking credit away from the Panthers, which is because the only reason they're good, even though this has been true their entire existence, is no state tax. That is the only reason for their success. And so Gary Bettman goes on the TNT pregame show and rips Paul Bissonnette because this has been his high horse that he's trying to ride on, that Canada is at a disadvantage because of the tax situation. And here's what the NHL commish had to say on TNT.
Take anything away from the teams from Florida and the state of Florida.
But do it anyway.
Ace put me in a headlock when I brought this up on the broadcast in the conference final. Any plans maybe in the future to implement a balance as far as the no state tax?
And no,
maybe,
you know, when you start...
I'm just asking.
It's a ridiculous issue. When the Florida teams weren't good, which was for about 17 years, okay, nobody said anything about it. And, you know, for those of you who played, okay, were you sitting there with the tax table? No, you wanted to go to a good organization in a place where you wanted to live, where you wanted to raise your kids and send them to school. You wanted to play in a first-class arena with a first-class training facility with an owner, an organization, a GM, and a coach that you were comfortable with, and you wanted to have good teammates so you'd have a shot at winning. That's what motivates it. Could it be a little bit of a factor if everything else were equal? I suppose, but that's not it. And by the way, state taxes high in Los Angeles, high in New York. What are we going to do? Subsidize those teams?
Can we take tax away from the province of Ontario at least, just for the Leafs' sake? We need something, Gary.
You know, I was watching you during the prior rounds. Your attire was a little suspect in terms of your journalistic objectivity.
Yeah. You just said three words, and I don't know who's got the next question.
You confused it. Yeah.
Wow.
Woo! Hey.
Bettman brought the flamethrower, dude.
Yes, he did.
I may have to reconsider you, Gary Bettman. Maybe I had you all wrong. Maybe I had you all wrong after.
Because it is foolish because he made the first point was the best point.
Yeah.
And that was, oh, where were your no state tax when for the last 17 years?
It's so dumb. I can't even. With the idea that we're talking now 30 years without Canada winning a Stanley Cup. And by the way, one is Canadian team is still on the other side of the Stanley Cup for the last 2 years, trying to beat the Florida team. You guys do nothing but praise their best player left and right. Not saying that he doesn't deserve it, but like, can we stop with this? It's absolutely ridiculous. And the only guy that really made his push to get to Florida to start all this was Matthew Tkachuk. He's American. He wanted to be in America. He wanted to be flip-flops and the beach. And for years, that was mocked. Like, Jaromir Jagr's coming down here to retire. Guys are coming down here to retire. This is going to be a final destination where you can catch golf and a little side of hockey. Now, all of a sudden, they're on this elite run, and people want... It's just irritating. I'm telling you, man. Rat bastards. Flipping things over to football. The head coach of the Miami Dolphins. He is explaining what he's going to do with Zach Wilson. As Zach Wilson's their new backup, this is what he sees in the former number two overall pick and his time with the Finns.
Challenge the guy. And because at the quarterback position, you are supremely challenged every drive, every quarter. And he looks like a guy that has been through some shit and found his way through it. Because it does not make him worse. He learns from it. And that's realistically the best thing that's gone on this offseason is I've seen a lot of people match those types of, energies of supreme conviction in trying to be their very best. And you do that by boldly attacking stuff a lot of times that are uncomfortable.
There you go. Zach Wilson, Dolphins backup QB. Apparently had two interceptions, nearly a third one today. One of them a pick six.
It's practice.
That it is.
You want, and I don't know how to explain this. You want your quarterback to be reckless in practice almost. Because you want him to be able to see what throws he can make, what throws he can't make, where he needs to be more careful, where he needs to watch out for certain defenses and stuff like that. If he completes every pass in practice and then tries to push the issue during a game, you'll really hate that. So when people say, oh, so-and-so had three picks today, somebody, that's what practice is for.
It's also Zach Wilson, though.
What you can and can't do.
It is also Zach Wilson. He throws picks.
Oh, all right. Yikes.
What?
So you think if he didn't throw any picks in practice that you would think more of him?
I don't know what I would think. I'm just telling you.
I think that quarterbacks that don't throw picks in the preseason or don't throw picks at practice, right? They're the ones that have problems during the season, because in the season, when you got to force an issue or make a tight throw, you can't do it because you've always taken the safe route in practice. You got to push yourself in practice.
One man who never takes the safe route is Matthew Tkachuk. He's a menace. And this was Matthew Tkachuk on the team's play yesterday.
Second period was pretty 5-on-5. Third period was all power play. So got to save the legs a little bit in the third. But it was a great first four. Yeah, I mean, maybe in the third we played super well and super disciplined. Just like a veteran older team who's been here. You know, like this is our third time at him. Just know it's a series and you got to stick up for each other, but got to be smart too. So we were thought it was great that guys are sticking up for each other. And at the end of the day, it's just a big win.
He's by far the person everybody's most annoyed with, though. Like, there's like the 3-on-1s of people trying to go get him is ridiculous.
Yeah, because they go after him, they think they've done something, and then he puts his mouthpiece back in his mouth and smiles. And you're like, damn, that did nothing.
No. He's completely taken over rent-free in your head.
I believe, and I believe this to be almost factual. The closer Edmonton gets to playing the Panthers game, the more likely they are to lose. You've played 6 months of hockey, and it gets down to the last month, and now you don't have confidence in what you've done throughout the course of the year. If it's not good enough, it's not good enough. But I'm sure as hell not going to go out trying to be some team that I'm not, right? That whole team was built on speed and quickness and just skill with the puck. And now they've all of a sudden got themselves in a street fight. And even their coach, oh, we're tough, we're tough. That's not your thing, dude. That's the Panthers thing. That's not your thing.
Yeah, but it's noticeable that this seems to happen every round. It's like you start off normal, and then the Panthers just drag you into those deep waters, and you just can't help yourself anymore. Like it is a part of their strategy to get you off kilter. Yeah. They just do it. It just feels like they kind of do it by a thousand cuts, and it's
they
not
wear you down to where you get to game 5, 6, and 7. You don't know what hit you, but I blame the coach, right? Like, everybody talk. I keep saying this. People don't understand the calming effects of having somebody like Paul Maurice, a coach that keeps the message consistent, that he doesn't overreact to good or bad things, right? And when you hear the players talk, they don't overreact. In fact, they're more inclined, a guy who got three teeth knocked out is more inclined to say something like, ah, that's playoff hockey, right? Instead of carrying on like Edmonton is, and it all starts with their coach. Their coach is doing all that complaining and bitching and moaning, right? And now the players are starting to do it. You got Kane doing it. And guess what? The Panthers smile and go, we got you right where we want you. And they still fall for it. Every round, they fall for it. They try to fight. They try to be physical. And that's not your thing.
Jamison Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, he tweets out, Leon Draisaitl had 0 shot attempts in Game 3. He had 15 shot attempts in 1 and 2. Great defensive effort from the Cats. He also tweets out that Paul Maurice talking a lot this morning about how the Panthers played their best game in last year's Stanley Cup Final following their 8-1 loss in Edmonton in Game 4. He expects a big response from the Oilers on Thursday.
Yeah, punch him in the mouth. They'll quit. That's where I am with them. Like, no matter how physical, First of all, think about this. This is a fact. Has a person ever come up to you and told you how they were and it was accurate? You think, you know what I mean? If you have to tell somebody how you are, then you have doubts about that. So the fact that Edmonton is trying to tell everybody that we're physical too and we're going to show you, they're already outside of their element.
Yeah, especially with Evander Kane saying, like, oh, the refs are letting them get away with stuff.
Right,
like, it's like,
exactly.
Dude, you played like a horse's ass yesterday. I don't know what to tell you. You're sitting here and you're blaming the officials with how you went about your business yesterday. It's ridiculous.
Again, that all comes from how your coach responds to stuff like that. Paul Maurice would never, ever, ever respond to the Panthers' play on the ice and talk about officiating. He always focuses on what the Panthers need to do, how they need to do it, what things they did great, and what things they need to improve on. After every game, win or lose. And so all of the players handle themselves accordingly. When you hear everybody talk, nobody complains. No, no, that's just playoff hockey. We got to be ready for that. We got to be ready for the physicality. We got to be this. Nobody complains about any of that crap.
We'll take a break here on the show. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.